Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thanksgiving, of course, falling when it does in November. Black Friday to follow, kind of traditions. And a tradition here at WBEN is every final Friday segment taken up by a chat with the SPCA's Gina Latuca, who joins us by phone this morning. Happy holidays to you. Did things go well for you, Gina, yesterday?
Things went great. Thank you for asking me. Nice Thanksgiving. How about you?
Did okay. Had family out from New Jersey and enjoyed the usual turkey and all the trimmings.
Good, good.
And this is a good point to make sure that we remind people, if they still need reminding, that there's a reason that they do pet food as opposed to family food, and stuff like you would have yesterday at Thanksgiving table does not belong in the stomachs of dogs and cats, right?
Oh, that's right. It's something that we're looking at for the rest of the holiday season, because this is the time that some of us will make exceptions and treat ourselves, and we want to treat our friends. But you want to be careful. We talked a little bit last week about bloat, and this is something that could be life-threatening. So you don't want to give your pets too much of what they're not used to eating. And there are also warnings about some of the foods like the xylitol, which is a sweetener substitute. And that's something that in very small amounts could be toxic. So we just want to remind people again, when you're looking at some of these lower calorie, low sugar items, make sure that they don't contain that xylitol if you have pets in the home.
Now, Gina, one thing that I'm going to do when I get out of the office today is I'm going to go home, completely rearrange the house, and that includes putting up the Christmas tree. I do it every single Black Friday, but as you're well aware, I adopted a cat through the SPCA, and he gets a little weirded out anytime I bring up the Christmas tree. It's a fake tree, but just in general, got any advice for people when it comes to putting up the Christmas tree this time of year, whether it's a real tree or a fake tree in their pets?
Especially if you have cats, but this applies to dog owners too. Even if your animal seems disinterested in the tree, it's still a good idea to figure out a way to wire that tree to the wall. Because sometimes if they're a little nervous about it, maybe when you're not home, they decide they're going to become a little bit more bold. And all it takes is a little bit of activity around that tree for the tree to come barreling down. So if you have pets in the house, try to find a way to make sure that tree is stable, and especially that tinsel and the foil tinsel could be fatal again, because if an animal ingests that, their bodies can't break it down. So now it could be twisting the intestines, twisting the insides, and that is a potentially life-threatening condition. So you do want to make sure that you don't have any of that tinsel in an area where the animals can reach it.
And I'm thinking from talking to you about this during past holiday seasons, this is a time of year when sometimes people like to give pets as gifts. So what kind of warnings or information do you need to get out there to people who may be in that situation?
It's funny you bring that up. We were just talking about this at work the other day. Some of us who have been at the SPCA a long time, it was so prevalent years ago. And now it seems that people are aware that you can't really predict when that magic moment's going to happen and with what pet for somebody else. We've seen an uptick in people purchasing gift certificates from us. And this way you can go to a family who you think maybe they need a pet, maybe they need a little furry friend at home, maybe mom's alone now and needs a pet. The best thing to do, get a gift card from us and let that person have something to look forward to once the new year begins. Then that person or that family can come in and pick the animal that's just right for them.
Gina, part of my family thinks I'm crazy because I say that Black Friday is the best day of the year to buy pet supplies. Am I right or am I crazy?
I think it depends on the pet supply. But I think if you're looking, especially with some online deals, today is a very good day. I would recommend the Petique, which is right at our 300 Harlem Road shelter, but we're closed today. So, I think that some of the online deals are good. And there are even some great deals that we just drove by on our way shopping.
So what type of deals do you think are good? Is it, what kind of supplies? Is it toys? Is it food for me, cat litter?
We even saw this year that there were some deals on crates. And that's something that we don't often see because those crates can be expensive, especially depending on the size animal you have. Now, you're a cat guy, but there are people with large dogs and they believe in house training their dogs by using the crate method. Those crates can get very expensive. And this year we started noticing some really good deals on crates. So if you're out there looking for an animal crate, especially if you need a larger one, this might be the day to do a little research online and driving around.
Gina, great stuff as always. We'll catch up with you again at the end of next week. That's Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.